kind of impact on people. They're never self-oriented, they're service-oriented. So whether you're the world's most famous actor or pilot or whatever, there's always purpose in what God does in your life, and it's to affect other people. And when you learn to like serve people with what you have, that's where the fulfillment comes in. Because if you could be satisfied with self, then all the people in Hollywood that live for self would be the happiest people in the world. But you look at their lives and most of them are miserable. Because when you serve yourself, you will cease to be happy. You can't be. God wired you to want to serve other people. And when you disregard that, you'll always be left up empty. Wisdom and direction. Being close to His Spirit, God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, assures you that He will guide you through your life. Psalm 32, verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Proverbs 2:6 says, For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. See, to the degree that we give ourselves over to God and to the Holy Spirit is the very degree in which He can speak to our spirits and to our life. And see, if we can shut down that. It's just like, how many of you are married in here? How many of you have learned how to shut down your husband or wife? Is there anything else I can raise? Because I know how to do it. We know how to shut down what we want to hear, and we know how to open up the gates when we want to hear something. With anything, with friends, with anybody. We know how to do that, right? Right. We know how to do the same thing with God. We know how to listen to the voice, and we know how to tune it out. But if you give yourself over to Him, the instruction will come. The wisdom will come. Because He speaks to us all the time. It's just a matter of whether we're listening or not. And if you can silence out the voice of all of the false things of the world, you can hear the true voice, you can discern the true voice of God. But you got to shut it all down and go, what the world's telling me this, but what is God telling me? Because He's always going to speak to your heart. Okay, how many of you have been wronged in your life? Okay, that's good, only about a third of you. Awesome. The rest of you, that's fantastic that you've made it this far without anybody hurting you. Incredible. That's great. Well, I know I have, just like the rest of you. And here's what the Lord says. How many of you love a great revenge story movie? Have anybody seen The Count of Monte Cristo? Like, I love movies like that. When I see that guy get what he has coming, right? It's just, there's something in us that wants to see righteous judgment take place, right? But God is the one who does it. And when you take it into your own hands, you destroy what He was going to do. He gives us vindication. The battle belongs to the Lord. Knowing this assures you that He Himself will vindicate you from your accusers and enemies. Deuteronomy 32:35 says, It is mine to avenge. I will repay. In due time, their foot will slip. Their day of disaster is near, and their doom rushes upon them. See, God, God is the one who knows when we're innocent, when other people falsely accuse us of stuff. And that happens to all of us. People make up stuff, and then the rumor spreads, and all of a sudden everybody's believing this lie about you. And you're like, and you want to, as best as you can, fight the fire with fire, and then you want to spread stuff back around them to get back at them. Right. That's the natural human flesh. But if you resist that flesh, and you let the spirit in you, which is greater, take over and say, I'm not going to repay that. I will wait my precious time, and God will do it for me. And God does do it. He avenges people. Sometimes it's not that necessarily that He'll go and crush and smash that person to the ground for you so you can be happy. Mm-hmm. He'll just elevate you. Mm-hmm. And things in your life will be better. Mm-hmm. Your marriage will be better. All of a sudden a career break happened. All of a sudden your relationship with your father that was estranged is better. He'll do things that are true blessings. And in doing that, you're already vindicated. Mm-hmm. It was one of my friends that I used to play with. His mother always said, she was a famous actress. And she said, son, because there'd be people that lie about him too. So, success is the best revenge. Don't try to pay anybody back. Right. Just go on and be as great as you can be at what you do. Right. And then when you succeed, everyone's like, how'd that happen for him? Right. I lied about him and it still didn't stop him. Right. God has an unusual way of dealing with things, but you have to trust Him. All these are areas, issues of your heart. Okay, I'm going to close out with these little promises that I wrote.